Manse Stones in Northside. There are at least five, perhaps six, places in Northside that are reputed to have been the locations of Manse Stones. Today, none of the stones remain, and their exact locations are in doubt. However, it is interesting that the sightings follow the two routes through Northside, the inland route, now the public road, and the coastal route, now a recognised footpath, and the route the St Magnus Way takes. There are three places along the more inland route traditionally known to have had Manse Stones, namely Crowdew, Waspitton, and Skippygill. The Manse Stone at the now ruinous homestead of Crowdew was close to the road and was thus removed in the mid-1800s, as it was an impediment to traffic. The farmer was said to have got a splinter of stone in his finger when he removed the stone, and that he died soon after. The stone was locally known to be sacred, and the farmer had been warned not to remove it. The Waspitton Stone was a boulder located on a narrow strip of ground called Waspitton, between the farms of Fleckettsquay and Howen. The ground was considered holy and was never ploughed. The boulder was broken up by soldiers who did not know of the associations with the stone and used for building during the Second World War. The last of the three Northside stones was in an arable field adjacent to Skippygill, a large inlet in the northeast side of the Buckwheat Peninsula. The flat stone, which bore repeated marks of ploughing, was in a field that belonged at one time to the farm of Gelderhus and was removed within the past 50 years, as it was a hindrance to cultivation. These three stones mark the old road, now the public road through Northside, which runs close by the main habitations. An alternative coastal route through Northside also has three Mansey Stone locations, seen in the later 20th century, but now gone. Two of these were very close together, and so perhaps two memories of a single place. And the other at the end of a track in a suitable route marker position. The mystery of the Northside Manstones cannot be resolved, but the fact they mark the two routes through a district very near to the church where Magnus was buried must be significant.